Hi, this is Patsy with a Z. Welcome to Joy on Paper, a program for writers and those who dream of writing, and for everyone who wants to know the story behind the book. Wow, this is an exciting day. It's St. Patrick's Day, and it is the 7th anniversary of Joy on Paper. I can't believe it. Wow. Back in 2015, when I started this program, I had no idea that I would be talking to so many fantastic authors. And I have with me right now, Tasha Alexander, Andrew Grant, and, of course, Jerome Preisler. Hi, are you all there?
We are.
Wow, this is so exciting. I can't thank you enough because... 2 years ago, at the 5th anniversary, I was going to announce the Patsy Awards. And, of course, a lot of things happened back then. So happy that so many of my listeners have told me and sent me emails telling me about the books that they love and the interviews that I've given that they love. And so this year is the first annual Patsy Awards. And I'm so happy that Tasha and Andrew, you're going to help me announce the winners. And are you there, Jerome?
I'm here.
Okay, Jerome. Well, why don't we just kick it right off? We're going to start the Patsy Awards, and I think Drew is going to announce the first one.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, let me just say thank you, Patsy, for having us all as your guests on such a significant and important show. You were saying that, you can't believe looking back over the 7 years. Well, from our point of view, since we were first lucky enough to be a guest on the show, it's just been wonderful to be involved. So thank you. It's amazing to be on for the 7th anniversary, but even more so for the first ever Patsy Awards. It's a huge honor to get to announce the first one. And the first book to win a Patsy Award, I didn't get to choose this myself, but it's exactly the kind of book I would have chosen because it's the kind of book that I absolutely love to read. The first category that we're announcing is for historical biography, and the winner is Jerome Preisler for Civil War Commando, William Cushing and the Daring Raid to Sink the Ironclad, CSS Albemarle. Now, this book is just fantastic. It's almost like two books in one because it's the story of William Cushing, who, interestingly enough, is actually credited by some people as the inspiration for Luke Skywalker in Star Wars. But it's also a fantastic story because it tells of the incredibly daring attack to sink this, the ship they called the Terror of the Roanoke, the Albemarle. And without doing so, the Civil War probably would have had a very different ending. So it is an absolutely wonderful read. It's still super relevant today when you look at what's happening in society and you also think about the role that people like the Navy SEALs play overseas. Well, a lot of that can be traced back. Their tactics and their the way they operate can be traced back to that raid. So this is an absolutely wonderful book. It's a hugely worthy winner, and it's an absolute delight to get to announce it. So thank you, Patsy, and thank you, Jerome.
That's beautiful. Jerome, now you can give a little speech. Tell us.
First of all, I wish you could all see how my jaw hanging, or maybe I'm better off that you don't. This is a complete, total, utter surprise. I am flattered, honored, pick the word, but I truly didn't expect this. I thought I was honored enough to have been invited for your 7th anniversary. I was just prepared to share that with you. I can't say enough about what you and what your show does for writers and readers. There's absolutely nothing else like it out there. You're a treasure. And to be on with Andrew and Tasha and to have this surprise is just a bit overwhelming. So forgive me if I stammer and drool for the rest of this show.
Well, we love you. You've given us so much pleasure with this book and with all of your books. But I wanted you to be the first winner because you are very special to me.
Wow. Thanks so much. And sincerely, the feeling is mutual. I just you know, I've been looking forward, not knowing I was going to be your first recipient. I was looking forward to being on this show for weeks, and so here I am, and I don't know what else to say. I'm just flabbergasted.
Well, Civil War Commando deserves a prize because it's fantastic. And as you know, I even went ahead and wrote to the Pulitzer people and said, pay attention to this book because it is so great.
As you said, not knowing how you they nominate or what the process is, you just went ahead and did it.
Yep.
Which is great.
Okay. Well, I'm so happy that you were able to join us today. Now, we have some other winners, so you can hang on and listen. And if you have any comments, we'd love to hear from you, too. And I think Tasha's going to announce the next one.